This is Matt.
Hello.
Hey, Ian.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. It's Tuesday. This week's going by crazy. How's the weather out there? Are you guys still cold, or is it kind of warming up a little bit?
Warming up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear like certain areas are like going to be 70 degrees on the East Coast. Like, yeah. My clients in North Carolina were telling me, hey, we're going to be in the 70s this week. I'm like, really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
How's your job been, though? You've been busy doing that?
Yeah. Right now, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously we've had a lot of talks. You've talked to your dad. Kind of clue me in where you're at and what questions that you have right now at this point.
Yeah.
Ben. So if you sign up and you only do it for a month, is there a penalty or can you?
Is it a penalty if you cancel after like a few months or?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we do ask a 3-month commitment for all of our clients, right? It's just because there's a lot of programming and there's a lot of stuff that's involved. And so everybody that gives me 3 months, I have a 96% retention rate. So. And that's the main reason is because, you know, we gotta give it enough time to see, you know, the overall success of it. But yeah.
But after 3 months.
It goes to a month. Yeah.
You could cancel, but then you could turn it back on like in the fall for fall cleanup.
Yeah. So you do have the ability to pause the campaign if that's what you're asking. Exactly. So you can pause after 3 months, like any time. You know, obviously when you pause though, like all the progress and all that, it pauses all that. So, you know, when we unpause it, obviously we have to then go back at it, work hard again to, you know, get it to, you know, because it's an ongoing battle to stay on the first page of Google, right? It's not like you can just flick a button and, you know, you're there, right? So that's why, you know, even the first 3 months, I mean, it's a lot of work up front from us. But yes, you can pause it though at any time, you know, but I always recommend my clients when they do unpause it, they give themselves like a month headway, right? So that they can regain their status and regain their position back on the first page. If that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was really, I don't think we talked about that when we talked before. That was really the big, that was one of the main things that we wanted to ask you about today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
just to kind of give you an idea how it works, right, the first 2 weeks, right, like it takes us 7 to 10 days just to build them out a website because obviously we want to build them out something nice. And then during that time, you know, we're working on the programming and then we're working on his Facebook ads, right? So the first 30 days, he's going to see results, but it's really month 2 where this thing takes off, right? Where he starts seeing a night and day difference in phone calls and leads, right? And then obviously, you know, month 3, it's like full steam ahead, right? So there is a little bit.
After you get lower than 30, I can't remember, that was a couple weeks ago we were talking about this. After you get like 13 leads and then after you add that up, it restarts over, is that what it is?
No, yeah, so that's the pay-per-lead program. And remember, Ian, that takes about a month to 2 months just to get that pre-approved. I'm just talking about our basic package here. Right. So the first, you know, couple weeks, you know, we have to get your website taken care of. Right. Just to give you the, you know, expectations and the timeline. And obviously there's programming. So there's foundational work that needs to be done. You will see results your first 30 days, but it's really month 2 where this thing, like I said, you see a noticeable night and day difference in the amount of leads. Right. So obviously the first month is a lot of programming and a lot of, you know, like setup stuff. To get this, you know, put together, right? But it's month 2 where we, like, really start taking off, right? And, like, you really see, like, the noticeable difference of phone calls. And then month 3, obviously, it's full steam ahead.
Yeah. What do you need from me today?
Yeah, so what we would do is I would get your account established here, and then we would schedule up another appointment with my team. It's going to be a 45-minute call, okay, to start going over some stuff. We start introducing you then after to your account manager, okay? Your account manager, Ian, is going to be somebody that we assign on our team to really make sure that, you know, all sides are doing their job. Like, we're doing our job in terms of getting all the necessary steps completed, you know, the I's dotted, T's crossed. And then you're doing your side of the job. Like, you're working on getting those 5-star reviews, right? You're getting us a photo like we talked about, right? You're getting us some of the paperwork that we need, because we're going to need to obviously do a background check on you to get you pre-approved for those pay-per-leads that we did talk about, okay? The pay-per-leads...
Now, let me ask you this question. Now I can't sit down with my mother and ask you them.
If there's an extra charge for the background check...
Is it extra charge for the background check?
Yeah,
and all
so
that?
Remember how we talked about your first month? If you decide to do the paper leads and everything, first month runs $549. That includes your background check, okay?
Okay.
And all the in your first month of service, then it goes down to $299 a month, right? That's just going to be your flat rate, right? That's going to get you like business on that $299. Let's fast forward a few months later. Okay, we're like, you know, maybe like middle to end of April, right? You've been pre-approved for the pay-per-leads, okay? At that point, we would sit down with you, okay? There's a 13 lead minimum that you have to prepay for, which comes out to $312, okay? And that is basically at a rate of $24 per every qualified lead. You can churn those leads on and off whenever you want those extra leads to like flow in, right? So let's say 1 week when you're really busy, obviously you're going to keep it off. But 1 week when you can take on more leads, that's when you'll be running your pay per leads. You know, let's say,
and,
you know, during lunch.
Mm-hmm.
What was your question?
I can, then that's when it, after I use them leads up, then it restarts over.
Exactly. At a rate of 13, so it auto refills.
Does he essentially pay for 13 at a time, or then is it just?
Yes, it's 13.
After the initial 13?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he uses up the 13 leads and then he buys 13 more?
Exactly, it'll auto reload after he uses the 13.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Correct. But he has the ability to turn those on and off at any time, which is the beautiful thing about it.
Okay. So, and then how long does it take to normally use up 13 leads?
What's that?
It depends on
how aggressive you want to. I have a lot of clients that go through 13 leads a month, you know. Obviously, you're going to be picky and choosy on those calls. You're not just going to pay for every call because it's, you know, pay per qualified call. So when that call comes in, you're going to ask them questions. You know, somebody says, hey, you know, I need my grass cut, right? Okay, well, you know, where are you located? Oh, I'm located here. Okay, how big is your yard? You know, like, what is your address? I'll pull it up so I can see it on you know, Google Maps here. Okay, great. Yeah, you know, I can definitely come out and give you a, you know, quote on that. And, you know, if you want that job or if you want that particular customer, obviously you're going to pay $24 for that particular, you know, lead, right? So, but if it doesn't make sense, Ian, you know, you're not going to agree to go meet that person. You're just going to say, hey, thanks for calling me. Appreciate you calling. You know, unfortunately, I can't help you, but, you know, you have yourself a wonderful day. And again, we're going to teach you all this stuff. We're not just going to throw you in the deep end. You know, I'm just giving you like a bird's eye overview right now. You know, we take this one step at a time with all of our customers, right? and we're going to hold your hand so that you know exactly, you know, all these little logistics I'm speaking of so that you're successful on those. But those pay-per-lead programs.
This is nothing like Andy Lee.
Oh, it's night and day difference because Google's not sharing it. You're showing up at the very tippy top of Google, like the first search results on that, you know, and you only pay for the leads you want. I mean, you can't get better than that.
Yeah.
So I'm like doing, I have clients spending a lot of money on those leads, and I have clients that are spending a couple $100 a month on those leads. It just depends, you know, what industry you're in. But the good news is they're $24 for a lead you actually want, okay? And it's well worth it. You're going to have a high closing rate on those, and it's going to help you continue to scale your business at a healthy rate, right, where we're not – going too crazy, and then when the time comes, especially when your season takes off, you're going to be ready for these leads, and it's going to really help you start getting customers, right, with those in addition to our basic package.
Yeah, and then, you know, I can always, yeah, or maybe the neighbor will come over next for work or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and then your dad obviously could keep helping you, and you know, the nice thing is, as long as you guys are taking the calls, right, and you're staying on top of everything, you know, there's going to be times you're going to miss a call. The cool thing about our app, it's going to have everything organized for you guys, you know, and it's going to keep everything simple. As long as you stay on top of the leads and you get back to people, even when you do miss a call, right, in a reasonable period of time, you're going to be fine.
So what would you need and how long would it take to do this if Ian wanted to do this and start today? So you said it would take, did you say 7 to 10 days or like,
the first couple weeks is a lot of programming, getting his website, getting his Facebook ads like created, and then everything goes live after that, right? And then obviously once stuff goes live, it's going to take, you know, about a week or so just to like start getting some traction and whatnot. So he's going to see results his first 30 days, but it's really month two where this thing like really starts taking off, where he's going to see a noticeable night and day difference in the phone calls. And then obviously month three, it's like full steam ahead. So there is a little bit of a ramp up period, right? It's not like I can just flick on an on switch and he's getting leads tomorrow, right? But it's nothing too crazy either, where we're waiting like 3, 4, 5 months, right, for him to start getting leads. Okay. And so the good news is, you know, us working on all three levels, right, where he's going to be on the map section, right, on the first page where he's going to have $100 in retargeting Facebook ads being ran every month. And then eventually the paper leads, getting that set up, and then eventually having that as his third leg of marketing, right? He's going to have himself different avenues where he can capture leads and scale his business at an affordable rate, right, and ultimately grow his company. And that's what we're talking about here. So we're talking about getting a website.
So
we're talking
Yeah, so then, and just to give you an idea, we still have snow. I mean, it is warm enough. But so if we were to do this, if Ian were to do something this week, that would be okay if it took, you know, 7 to 10 days for things to start, you know, to do all this, things that happen in the background.
Exactly.
It's going to snow. It's going to snow again this weekend.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at, you know, it's February 17th. So if we're looking at, you know, the first week in March, then that would be appropriate.
Yeah. And like I said, it's going to take a little time for this to gain traction. So yeah, it could be the beginning of March in a sense where like, because obviously we need to get the website done. right? Obviously, Ian needs to get me a decent photo, like, of you guys. Remember, like, I showed you guys the Lewis Pest photo. Did you guys look at that?
Yes.
I don't know if you saw that. Okay, so something along those lines. I need a good photo of you guys to help you guys stand out. Okay, something like I said, I'm really preaching heavily this year on, because I know the effectiveness of, you know, having yourself stand out amongst the crowd more than just a name and a logo. Okay, so there's
so
that.
It would be, so if Ian, you know, called you back, or did it today, I don't know. I don't know what Ian's business account looks like today, but I mean, if he did it today, then, it would be, how much would it be today?
$2.99. Yep. It plus the $2.50 to get him set up for the paper leads, that comes out to $5.49 would be his first month.
Okay. All right.
It covers the A to Z, right? Covers his first month of service. It covers him getting set up for the paper leads, and it's setting him up for both short-term and long-term success, right? Because those paper
and then
leads.
Some, so if he did this today, then somebody's going to be in contact with him get the information for his background check and his bank account.
I'm going to schedule a 45-minute call, right, with Ian and my team. I'm going to introduce him to some people, okay, as part of the 45-minute call, okay? And then we would then schedule another call with him and his account manager that's going to get assigned to his account, okay? I'm going to give him our great – we have 16 account managers. They're really great, okay? And the account manager's job is to make sure that, number one, we get all the documents from Ian to make this successful. Okay, so things we're gonna need on from Ian will be like he has an LLC, correct, on his business. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna need proof that, you know, the deck sheet or whatever when he filed his LLC. We're gonna need that sheet, you know, showing Ian's landscaping. It usually shows the EIN number on it and all that stuff, right? So we're gonna need that. The second thing we're gonna need is proof of his liability insurance. Right, for the company, okay?
Yep, no problem.
And then lastly, they're going to help him walk through, you know, getting the background check paperwork completed. It's very simple. He gets an email from either Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the two background check companies that are used. And he'll just fill it out, his name, his social security number, his address, right? And then that form gets sent off to the background check company. That usually takes about a week or so for it to come back, right? And then once we get a clear background, he hasn't had any felonies over the last 7 years. Now we're good to go on that. Then we get all this stuff to Google. The last leg of all this is getting him 5 5-star reviews on his Google page, okay? And as I've explained to you guys, there's a tool that we have, right, that works very, very good, right? Back to Lewis Pest, when they first started with me 10 months ago, they were only at 1 review on their Google page, right? Now they're over 100 reviews, okay? It's pretty good in 10 months, right? It's very impressive. So my point I'm making on them, though, is they use my tool, right, which is super easy. All you do is you go in and you input a person's name and telephone number into it, and it sends this automated text message with his Google page asking for a 5-star review. So basically he would put in all his old clients. You know, sometimes my clients will put, like, some friends and family members in there, too, just to help boost it up a little bit. Don't go too crazy on that, but you can kind of do a little of that. But it really helps get the 5-star reviews. His goal over the next, you know, 4 to 6 months is to get 25 5-star reviews. Okay. It's super easy. He just does a couple a day, even again, friends, family members too, you know, pat it in there a little, you know. But if he sends like 2 a day, he'll be able to get that in no time. right? But it's right. being religious on that, and it's really making sure that you make that a priority, right? And doing that so that, you know, you are growing your image, right, on Google on top of, you know, us just getting you there. Because, you know, you need the five-star reviews. You need that photo to stand out. All these little elements, guys, is what helps you guys succeed, right? It's all part of the overall equation of success on Google. And that all makes
okay,
sense.
Okay, so then this phone call that you schedule, that can be done on the weekend, right?
No, it's a Monday through Friday thing with my team. Yeah, my business is closed on Saturdays and Sundays. Right.
Okay.
And the reasoning is because they already work crazy amounts of hours, and it's because we work, you know, company, like, you know, it's just how our business has been set up for the last 21 years now. So.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
So we would have to, let me ask you this. How late in the day, Monday through Friday, could this phone call be scheduled?
I mean, I'm checking our calendar here. Let me just see here.
We're East Coast time, so.
Yeah, and the nice thing is that we're Pacific, so we, you know, I mean, like, typically, you know, we have, like, you know, we're usually here, like, a last call, like, I'm seeing some till 6 o'clock your time. So, you know, there's definitely enough room in that time slots. You know, pretty much the last call would be like at 6. So it's like usually I'm seeing like 10 a.m. till like 6 p.m. your guys' time would be when we could schedule calls.
So three or 3:30 our time would be acceptable.
Yeah, we could do that. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll let Ian figure that out. So
we can figure out a convenient time. And again, it's just running through some account. Make you know, like he's gonna download the local Splash app, right? And that's gonna keep. And you can too, sir, as well. Like you guys can both, download, you know, the local Splash app, and it's gonna keep organization. All his leads are going to go in there. All his calls are recorded. And like I told you guys, we do purchase a call tracking phone number too, right, to see, you know, and the purpose of to see where the lead's coming from. Like, is it coming from Google? Did it come from Facebook? Again, we're fishing in a couple different ponds here to make sure that Ian's successful. And we want to know where the leads are, what areas are working and not working. So there's all this little tweaks that we do, right, to continue to keep getting him success so that he stays with us and we keep earning his business.
Okay. Well, then,
I do have a big question to ask you. So, like, the zip code, do you only have to use the zip code you live in, or...
Okay, so where your LLC paperwork you filed, did you put that under 6134 Clay Street? I'm assuming that's your home. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to use that address, but we're not going to show that to the public. Obviously, you don't want people knowing your, like, street address, right? Lewis, you saw those guys. They actually use their home address too, right? But it doesn't show their physical address. It just shows that they're in Madison or, I mean, they're in their, you know, their particular, you know, city. Right. So my point is, it's just going to show that you guys, like, your business is out of Madison, Ohio. Okay. On Google. Okay. But we do present your address. It's got to match up, you know, obviously with your LLC paperwork. So Google's going to know your address, but the general public, it's hidden from them, the actual street number and street name and all that.
Well,
does that make sense?
Can you use different zip codes you want to do work in? It'll show it on the.
So how it's going to work is based on where your LLC paper work shows. So it's going to – so our basic package is going to be on the map section. It usually has a 20 to 25-mile radius. So it's going to radius out from Madison, basically, is where you're going to be showing up. Now, the paper leads in once you get approved for those, we can target different areas on those paper leads. If you want to go as aggressively as 50 miles in any direction, we can do that. You just, we'll sit down with you and we'll ask you all the different cities that you want to target and that you don't want to target. And we're going to aggressively go after the cities that you want to go for on the paper leads. Also the Facebook retargeting ads, we have the ability to kind of like maneuver different areas on those as well. But your Google site, just on the basic map section that we're going to be utilizing first, that's going to have about a 20 to 25 mile radius from Madison.
Yeah,
that's fine. And in his on his website, he can say, you know, serving Lake and Geauga County.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And we
that's absolutely fine. And we can always make adjustments on his website along the way, right? If he doesn't like something on his website, let us know. We can always change things around. You know, we want to make sure that ultimately, you know, he likes what he has, you know, and, you know, we're giving him the website, by the way. We're not going to charge any monies to create this website for Ian. Okay. Normally there's cost to that, but I'm waiving that for him. You know, I'm trying to make this as affordable and, advantageous as possible for you guys so that you guys,
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll let Ian figure out,
what's a good day for
what's
a good day for you?
Well, we don't know that yet. You got to pay for it first. And then they'll figure out what day.
Time to pay for it.
Well, that's what you need to figure out. You want to tell Matt goodbye and then call him back after you take a look at your bank account and see what's coming out of it in the next 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that, Matt.
He's supposed to pay me in a couple of days from now.
So Ian's waiting for a check to come.
Okay.
There was a holiday this week, so the mail's late. So it might show up today. Mm. So, bottom line is he's gonna pay you $549.
Yeah, that's the first month. So whenever we start that $549, it'll auto renew on that date. Like, and if he ever wants to change that date, you know, we can always work with the team to change that date if we need to, but it's just typically whatever date we did, you know, today, you know, today's obviously the 17th. So basically his $299 will come out on the 17th of every month, basically is how that would work.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
When is, you don't work on those Saturdays very often.
No, I just kind of made that exception for you guys at that time, you know, just because,
And that was nice of you, Matt, because that really kind of, you answered a lot of questions. So, and unfortunately I work second shift, so I have to leave at 1 o'clock, and there's a few things I have to do. So I will tell you goodbye for right now, and then then Ian's probably going to either call you back today or within the next or tomorrow.
Okay.
And once he takes a look at his business account and see what's coming out and what has gone.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to put him in a bind, you know.
Right.
You know, if he
because like, he is expecting this something in the mail and another
He's
got a couple other accounts that owe him money that should be hitting any day. So
all
right, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, and hear this out real quick, sir. You know, the main thing that I need you guys to really just focus in on is, you know, like I said, the little things, answering the phone, getting us that photo of you guys like the Lewis and getting those 5-star reviews, right? And then making our monthly appointment that we have with the team. As long as you guys do that, this thing will be very successful for you guys. You know, and that's the main commitment on your guys' end. The commitment on our end is we got to get you the results. We got to make sure that, you know, he's being seen on Google, his Facebook ads are running properly, and then he's getting calls from that. So, and that my team is constantly making the tweaks along the way to continue to keep making sure he's successful. And then once he gets the paper lead set up, then he can start taking those, right? So all of this will come together over time, as you can tell. But like I said, I just want to make sure that you guys understand your role, and then obviously you guys know our role. And as long as we all do our roles together, it's a team effort that really makes this successful.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
I'll call you at the end of the week.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to call him on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you available Friday or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here Monday through Friday. Yeah. If you want to text me too, Ian, you know, I know you work very well via text. Just check your business account, you know. Obviously, the sooner we can, you know, get going on this, you know, we can start getting the paperwork all moving and get your website created and all that. So, you know, just check your account and then let me know and let's schedule a time. It's really quick to get your account set up with me. And then, we would schedule the 45-minute call. So it sounds like your dad wants something like in the afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so let me know because I definitely want to schedule that so, like, you know, I can carve that out for you so that nobody else on my team, you know, gets that scheduled. So it sounds like Friday you guys would want, like, an afternoon call together or something. So,
all you need from me after this is I just need to pay for it and then you'll call me back.
Yeah, I just got to ask you some basic questions like what you want your business hours to show online, like, you know, do you want to receive payment on your website? Like, cause we can build that out on your website. So I got some simple little questions
I don't really offer credit cards. That may be something I would do in the future.
We could set up PayPal though for people to utilize. And, that's really affordable for, like, they just charge a little transaction fee. If that's something you want to integrate on your website, we do it for free, to put onto your website if you want to utilize that. If not, we don't have to do it either. So it's just a question.
I think at a later date, I would start taking credit cards and stuff when I get to a certain point. Right now, it's just something I'm not.
Yeah, you're so small. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. So.
I completely
agree. So.
I think maybe in the next 2 years, year, I could think, okay, maybe let's try the PayPal or something. Or Zelle. You got Zelle?
We don't use Zelle on ours, but it's like usually PayPal. I've had some clients though, like somehow we figured out a way to use Zelle, but typically it's not something that we integrate because PayPal is so easy. Zelle, there's like a lot of little logistics on it. So, but typically we like do a PayPal integration onto it, you know, cause Zelle's not really a credit card thing. It's like a bank transfer thing. You know what I mean? It's like, so that's why we're like if you want to take credit cards, it's easy to do PayPal. Right. And a lot of people have PayPal already. So, you know, we just utilize that. And like, you don't even have to have an account typically with PayPal to like even put your credit card information into PayPal. So that's a nice thing too. So like, it really helps, you know, keep it simple for you without having to go get like a merchant account. But again, it's little things, but, to get your account set up, it's very simple. Like all we got to do is just, you know, I just got to grab some little bits of information from you. I'll send you your invoice, right? It's $5.49. We get it rolling. And then we schedule that call, that 45-minute call, you know, with my team, with you guys. You know, we'll pick a date and time together. And then, you know, you'll start moving, you know, full steam ahead.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that. Yeah, let's schedule that in. Let's pay for it, and then we'll figure out.
Yeah, obviously, you know you're accounting better than anybody. I mean, obviously, you checked your account probably in the last couple of days. Are you just still waiting on? You're waiting on a check. It sounds like. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. When do you anticipate that clearing or hitting your account? Should be like today or tomorrow, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just
so I'll call you Friday.
Okay.
And then we'll,
if you want to schedule a time, just because I know how busy everybody gets, I mean, is there a specific time you want to talk?
If I call you Friday, it'll be probably about 4:30 or 5 my time.
Okay. So it'll be like 1:30 my time. So Ian, call. I'm going to just put you in my calendar. Ian is calling me around this time. The way I have this, like, in my calendar. But yeah, just keep me posted too. If you want to, you know, text me, hey Matt, it cleared. You know, let's just go ahead and, you know, get this scheduled out. Like,
yeah,
if you want to do it sooner. Like, you know, like I said, all I need is 10, 15 minutes. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, obviously you want that call scheduled with you and your dad, like around Friday, around that time too, or even sooner, right? So, you know, just let me know. Like, obviously we don't want to wait till 4:30 on Friday and you guys want to do a call that day. You know what I mean? So,
we don't have to do the call this Friday. It could be next week.
No, we don't have to do it. We could do it like on Monday the following week, but, you know, obviously, you know, that weekend, it's just like, you know, we just got a couple of days that, you know, my team, you know, is not moving on the account. You know what I mean? So, you know, my recommendation to you would be, you know, maybe try and get back in touch with me, like, you know, like Thursday. And if we can, you know, get it done then, and then on that Thursday, I could schedule the call with you and your dad to do that 45-minute call then, that would be probably a little bit better for you. Just that way we can get it all knocked out this week, right? And then my team's moving on everything, and then it's just not sitting for a weekend either. So,
if I don't, I'll probably, sound like 100%, I'll be able to do it. It'll be done Friday. I'll call and pay for it. I think that's
yeah.
there. Yeah, and then if I text you on Saturday, you ever text people back or not really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I'm always, you know, working in that sense, you know, but, you know, I typically, unless I know something super important, like, typically I don't respond to texts over the weekend, but, you know, I do, you know, if I know somebody's, like, you know, trying to communicate with me or I'm waiting on somebody to respond back or whatnot, I will check, you know, my text over the weekend from home, you know. So it just comes down to, you know, what's kind of going on, you know, because I have a lot during the week. It's so much moving stuff, you know, guys, I have over like 1,000 clients. So it's always craziness with me, you know, like while we've been talking, I've had like 3 texts from my clients, you know, so I am very, very communicative, as you guys can tell. And that's the one thing you're going to get from me along the way is I will be in touch with you guys. And, like, I already sent, like, a couple of my clients today, like, how to get the 5-star reviews, right? And I'm very on top of those little details because I want to make
sure. And I can call, and after this all getting going, I can text you at any time I want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, like the sale guy who helped me with Andrew Lee just never heard another thing from him again.
No, I'm very hands-on because, like, this year's my goal is to get more testimonial videos. And I'm really working heavily with some of my clients to do that this year, to just get some more videos for me. So yes, I'm more communicative than anybody you will ever meet, right?
I'll hear from you. I'm like the other guy. I never heard another thing.
No, you'll hear from me. You hear from me all the time. Like you may not be like every week, but you'll definitely hear from me like every few weeks even, right? You'll definitely have communication from me. But the main reason why I give you the account manager is to make sure nothing falls through the cracks because I am busy, obviously, and I want to make sure that, you know, my team is currently working and my account manager is going to make sure they stay on top of you and stay on top of the team. So they kind of like manage all of that, right, so that nothing does fall through the cracks. And it's one of the best things that we did as a company. We started that about a year and a half ago, and it's been a really good thing, for, our team, because it used to be me managing everything, right? And it got to be so chaotic, right? And so stressful for me that I couldn't do it anymore. So, you know, we slowly developed an account management team to really stay on top of everything.
Yeah.
So
I will call you back Friday and then we'll call.
Yeah, just keep on tabs on your accounting. If you want to do it Thursday instead, if you can, it'll be better for you guys. So then you guys can do the Friday call together. That's all. But if you can't do it, then I understand as well. No problem. No stress. You know, either way, we'll get it knocked out. But, you know, it'd be good to start getting things going on Friday. That way, you know, my team's already working on it. And then the weekend is not just sleeping, you know. So my recommendation would be, you know, if you can, you know, carve out like 10 minutes on Thursday, you know, then it would just be better, you know, so I can get you scheduled up for you and your dad on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be, like I said, it'll be 100%.
Yeah.
Like I said, if anything changes, I would definitely call you Thursday.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, guys.
And then,
like
yeah,
I said,
if it happens on Friday, I will text you Saturday when the best time to set up that 45 or have an idea.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk on Friday, like I said, no matter what, like, and we'll figure out the time. Either way, you know, worst case scenario. But my recommendation for you, Ian, is start getting together a list of all your clients, like names and phone numbers. And then start figuring out how you guys can take that professional photo, like I was talking to you guys about, right? And then if you can start even getting together some of your documents, like your proof of liability insurance, and then that LLC form that shows your formation of your LLC, right? If you can get that together, like those little steps, right? And you don't need to do this all today or tomorrow, even this week, but getting all that stuff together, like one paper at a time, is going to help you along the way.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. I'll start working on that. Move forward with it. Thank you, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just start working on it. And then, like I said, if you need anything, just go ahead and text me and, we will, because I saw your text, you said, I'll call you at 11 o'clock, right? So I did see that. No problem. Just reach out to me. And then, like I said, we can get everything moving forward for you. And I'm excited. Yeah, excited to see your success. I can't wait to see all the things kind of moving and then you getting the paper leads. You're going to love those leads. Those are fantastic leads. So you're going to be like, wow, Matt wasn't joking. These leads are amazing. So that's what all my clients tell me. So, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. No worries, Ian. You have a great
I'll
rest of your day.
You too. I'll talk to you Friday.
Sounds good. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.